For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Emma Isaac. I'm interviewing Roxanne Robinson, and she is the assistant town manager in Jackson, Wyoming. How are you today, Roxanne?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Wonderful. I heard recently that in Jackson there are these new Snow King apartments that are being built for government employees and housing purposes. But before we jump into those questions, first, can you tell me a little bit about yourself? Where are you from?
Oh, gosh. Originally from Minnesota, but I've lived in Jackson for close to 40 years. I have two sisters that live here, my husband and two daughters. One is a junior in high school on the volleyball team. And I love the Jackson area. And I'm very lucky to be able to live here because it is a struggle for many people.
So you are the assistant town manager in Jackson. How long have you worked in that position, and how did you get involved in being the assistant town manager? What does that entail?
I have been the assistant town manager, I think, for close to 15 years, if not longer than that. But I've worked for the town for about 30 years. I originally started at the front desk as a receptionist. I had my bachelor's degree. The town did have an education reimbursement program, so they helped me get my master's in public administration. And over the years, I moved up through. I was the town clerk for a period of time, and then the personnel director. And now I have this position, and I do a lot of the personnel work, the employee housing work, and I do assist with overall town management, specific issues and projects that we're working on, and that's what I've been doing.
You said you deal with a little bit about housing. So these Snow King apartments, how did they get started and what are they going to be used for?
So we started about 30 years ago, the town of Jackson started with our employee housing program. We kind of fell into it because we were going to do a street realignment. And so we purchased a few homes in that area and we ended up delaying that project for many years, and so we started having employee housing rental units, and over the years we've just accumulated more. We've purchased more because what we've come to realize is if we don't have employee housing units, it's really hard to recruit and retain employees, especially critical response employees. We need to have those employees living in the valley in order to provide the law enforcement, snow removal, water and sewer infrastructure, those critical duties that we really need someone living here for. And people that aren't able to live in Jackson, they live down the Snake River Canyon in Alpine and Star Valley, Wyoming, or over Teton Pass in Teton Valley, Idaho, Victor and Driggs area. So if there's a snowstorm, we really do need those employees in the community. And so this most recent project began as a replacement park maintenance facility because the one we had was very old and decrepit and really lacked safety and office space. And while we were building that, or while we were planning that, you know, it had been proposed several times and didn't move forward. But once the park and rec director thought about putting employee housing units on top of it, then it gained momentum and support in the community because we need to house summer park maintenance employees, winter bus drivers, and you know we're trying to keep a mix of units as well. So the town has probably 45 different rental units. Some are single family homes, some are two bedroom apartments, some are one bedroom apartments, and now we have this collection of studio apartments as well, along with we also have several bunkhouse units for those critical response employees that do live outside of the valley. If there's inclement weather, or if they have, you know, if an officer has court the next day, or they've worked a 12-hour shift and they shouldn't be driving home, we do have a number of bunkhouse units where employees can spend the night at no cost. So that works out for us as well. So this housing facility has, you know, two floors of housing above the park maintenance shop. And that's kind of how the project got started. And we're so excited to have it come online because in the winter, you know, we use all of the studio units for winter seasonal start bus drivers, because we hire from outside the valley to try and meet our full schedule of bus service to and from Teton Village. We have commuter bus service, but in the winter our schedule really ramps up to provide that service out to the ski area and to those businesses out there for their employees as well.
That is wonderful. That sounds like quite the project to take on. What was kind of your role in helping this kind of all come together now?
Well, it is a town-owned facility, but the our partners at the Teton County built it, and now that it's completed, you know, the town is managing the leases and the renters and making sure everything runs smoothly. We have a facilities department that assists with that. So there are some one bedroom units that are dedicated to Teton County employees first, and some one bedroom units dedicated to the town. And then the studios are all available for winter start bus drivers. And because that is a town of Jackson department, it's funded jointly by the town and Teton County. But we do manage those employees and manage that program. And so then we're involved with that. And, you know, when Steve Ashworth, our park and rec director, first brought up the issue of building housing on top, you know, he already understood that we really do need these six-month seasonal units. So there's, you know, I had a little bit of input in it, but he already knew all the details of what we were looking for in terms of some smaller studio units. And, you know, they do have small kitchenettes in them, but there's also a common room so that if they needed a full oven and, or they, you know, there's couches and there's a full table and stuff, but you know, the studio units are pretty small. And he knew this because, you know, he also has summertime, kids camp teachers for all the kids that are out of school in the summer. They run, Parks and Rec runs programs for that, and he brings in employees from all over the United States to work at his summer camps as well. So most every director in the Valley is aware of the need for summer employees and winter employees, and they're not always the same business type of thing. So those studio units are going to be for six-month leases, so that we can handle summer employees for Park and Rec or even Start Bus, and then winter is fully dedicated towards Start Bus drivers.
So I read online that this project was partially funded by the Special Purpose Excise Tax. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes, we were very happy to get the community support. The Specific Purpose Excise Tax, you can put ballot initiatives on the ballot that the community can vote up or down by project. So on the same ballot, we did have another housing project at our Start Bus facility, but unfortunately that one did not pass at that time. So this project, you know, it didn't necessarily compete with other projects. There were other projects such as water and sewer infrastructure, street infrastructure projects, but this one did receive community support because I think in these times, I think most everyone in the community understands that in order to be successful in your business, whether that's a government business or a private business, you need to be able to house employees in the Valley.
Well, is there anything else that you think people should know about the Snow King Apartments? Where can they learn more information about this?
We do have some information online, and we did, because of COVID, we weren't able to do like a ribbon cutting ceremony, an in-person ceremony, but we did have our public information officer, Carl Pelletier, arranged for a virtual tour. So that will be posted out on the Town of Jackson website in the near future, and so then people could be able to virtually walk through the facility and see it. And it's like I said, it's a great facility. You know, the one bedroom apartments are dedicated towards longer term employees, but the 16 studio units and then one bunkhouse unit, those are dedicated towards more seasonal employees.
Well, thank you so much, Roxanne, for taking some time to answer a few of my questions.